Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Ashela. We're now in Masachet Sukkah Daf Memachet. I'm Amud Aleph, looking at the second half of Mishnah Chet. Of this, the fourth parak. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. Back in the beginning of the parak, we said that Sukkah lasts for 7 days. What does that mean? Kavar Mila Achole Atir Sukkato. When you finish eating on the seventh day, you don't take the Sukkah down. Ava Morid Et HaKelim Min HaMincha Ulamal Melech Kvod Yom Tov Acharon Shochag. But, and remember, the setting of their sukkah was typically on the roof, so therefore they use the phrase morid et hakelim. But you do take the vessels out in the afternoon down from the sukkah into the house in order to properly honor the last day of Yom Tov, which will be celebrated out of the sukkah. Now, the Gemara asks, "Ein lo kelim lehorid mahu? What if you have no vessels to bring down? So, ein lo kelim? So what are we using up there? What if you have no place to put them outside of the sukkah? So you invalidate the sukkah by diminishing four tefachim on top. You light a candle inside. And there's no distinction here, meaning they're not disagreeing. Halan v'halahu. Meaning, in Bavel, where they're going to be in the sukkah, as we ruled, without a bracha, on the eighth day, and you need to light a candle there. Lighting a candle does not make it not a sukkah. But Rabbi Shimon Levi, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, says you light a candle, which is something you do not do in a sukkah. If you remember earlier, we said adluke shraga bar mitlalta. So therefore, that signifies it. So hatena sukkah tana, that only works on a small sukkah. We said on a small sukkah you can't light the candle. In sukkah gdolah ma'ikal, remember, what do you do with a large sukkah? The ba'al ba'mani mechla. You bring in pots and pans, food dishes. The amarava mani mechla, ba'mitlata, mani mishtaiv mitlata. As we said earlier, the cleaning, the dirty pots and stuff you do outside of the sukkah, so therefore I bring them in, you make it not a sukkah anymore. And the goal here seems to be, it is to make a cutoff and say the sukkah was for 7 days and 7 days only, and when 7 days are up, we're done, and we do something to symbolize that it's done. Famous story, the Vilna Gaon was once asked why he was careful to make Havdalah on beer right after Pesach, and he pointed Rechaim Volozhin to this Mishnah. He just said, Sukkah Memchet, and that was all he said. And the idea was that just as at the end of Sukkot, you want to signify that the mitzvah is done, in order to, even in spirit, move yourself far away from the violation of Al Tosif, same thing with chametz. Okay, nisuch hamayim ketzad. Mishnah tet and yod together. Slochit shelza machzeket shlosha lugim hayam malei min hashiloach. So nisuch hamayim, which was referenced in the earlier Mishnah, how does that water libation work, which is only on Sukkot? They would have a gold jug, and it would hold three lugim, and they would fill it from the shiloach, which is the pool in Yerushalayim, the spring. Higula Sharmayim, they would bring it up to Shar Hamayim, which is on the south entrance to the Harabayit. Taku veriyu taku, and then the Kohanim would blow tkiyat shurat kriya. Alava kevesh ufanal esmalo. Then he would go into the Azara with it, go up the kevesh, and take a left turn, which is unusual. Shnei sfalim shel kesef hayu sham. There were two cups of, or mugs of silver up on the Mizbeach. They're plaster. People thought that they were silver because the wine had blackened them. And they had holes in them like two little nostrils. One of them was a thick one, one of them was a thin one. Because there's three lugim of water and three lugim of wine. In order for them to finish off at the same amount of time, they had one be thicker than the other. We'll see about the problem that if the same amount, they shouldn't need different sizes. The western one, meaning the one closer to the Beit HaMikdash, was the water one, and the eastern one, the one you would get to first, was the wine one. If you put the wrong liquid in the wrong cup, yatsa, it's valid. Hence, you could see how the water one would be silvered from wine going in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belog HaMenasech Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on 2 points. He says, first of all, it wasn't three lugim, it was one lug. And second thing is that he would do it all 8 days, not seven. V'Masech Omer Lo Hagbe Yadcha Shpam Achad Nisech Achad Agaber Aglav V'Gomun Kolam Be'etrogehen. and they tell the fellow who's going to libate, lift up your hands, let's see the water, let's make a proper ceremony out of it, because one time one of the Kohanim spilled it out on his feet, and then everybody who was carrying that trogim pelted him with their trogim. Rashi maintains that the fellow did it was a tzedoki who didn't agree with the nisuch hamayim. There may be other approaches to it was, but in any case, to make sure that everybody's on board, we have them lifted up. K'maseu b'chol is the last Mishnah. Kach maseu b'Shabbat. Just as what you described is done also on Shabbat of Sukkot. Except that they would fill the water with a non-sanctified golden bowl from the Shiloach on Erev Shabbat, bring it into the Azara, so there was no issue of carrying. Now, if Nishpacha Unitgalta, if that water got spilled out, or it became opened up, which therefore becomes a problem of Mayim Megulim, Hamaleh Min HaKior, then he would fill the water from the Kior, which is in the Azara, on the next day, on Shabbat. You may not use Mayim or Mayim that are Megulim, which of course we're not allowed to drink, on the Mizbeach. Okay, the Gemara asks the question, first of all, what's the source for this Nisuch HaMayim? Menani Mili, Amar Veina, and what's the source for trumpeting, for having Tkiot? Damar Kra, Usha'avta Mayim is Hason. When you draw the water, it should be done with happiness. Now we have a couple of stories. Hanu Tre Mini, there were two Christians, Chad Shmei Sason and Chad Shmei Simcha. They had those unlikely names. So Amar Le Sason La Simcha, so Sason said the Simcha, Ana Adifni Minach, I'm better than you, Dichtiv Sason La Simcha Yasigu, and the Pasak in Shayahu, about Duyeh Hashem, Sason comes first. Amar Simcha Sason, Ana Adifni Minach, Simcha said they played Psukim, he said, I'm better than you, Dichtiv Simcha Vasason La Yudim, and Milad Esther. Amar Le Sason La Simcha, he said, Chad Yom HaShavkuch V'Shavyuch Parvanka. He said, there's one day where we've given you the entire field, and the governor, that was a dechtiv, give a simcha titzeyu. Good, and but that's when you leave, so a little bit of insult. Okay, well, this is a simcha sason. Simcha said, sason, chad yom ha-shavkuch umalu v'achmaya. One day, we leave for you, sason, and we fill up water with you, dechtiv, v'shavtim mayim sason. Okay, cute. Amar le'ahu mina d'shmei sason l'rabbi avahu. So, a particular Christian whose name was Sason said to Rabbi Avahu, "Atiditu de timlu limaya la almadate, the world to come, you're going to fill water for me." Sason. So Amar le Yavik tiv lisason. If it said if you're going to fill water lisason kedak amar, then we'd be filling it for you. Hashtik tiv bisason mashchedahu gavra mashvinan leguda. What we're going to do is we're going to take your skin and turn it into a wine skin. Molina bemaya. We're going to fill bisason. So we're going to take you and fill the water with you. Okay. Fill your skin up with the water. Okay, now in the Mishnah it said, Alava kevesh ufanam lismolo. He would go up the ramp and go to the left. Tanam banan. Kol ha'olim mizbeach olim derachimin. Every time you go up, you'll make a right turn. Megivin v'yardin derachimol. And then all the rest are left turns. Chutz min olev l'shloshad v'rim halalu. Except for three things that you go up for. Shlin derachimol v'chazun ala cave. You immediately go up and take a left and then just back up and go back down. And as you don't circumnavigate, and what is that? Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYan that we read about. The Olata Of Shirab Kshabtav Mizrach. The Olata Of is done on the east side, which is to the right of the Kevesh. But if there's a lot going on there, then you can do it on the east, on the west side. So you'd go up and immediately go to the left, do it over there and come right back. Okay. Eloshei Mashchirin, Bishnoi Diayin Mashchir. We understand how wine blackens the plaster. Demaya Mashchir. Why is the water one blackened? The answer is given Amari, Rashomayim Tochsham, Shalyan Tochshomayim, Yatzah, since, as we said in the Mishnah, if you pour the wine into the water cup and vice versa, Yatzah, Shomayim Atid Ashkhuri, therefore the water one could also become blackened when they accidentally poured wine in there. Okay, but Kavim Kavim Shnei Chotvim. So, Lehmat Nitin Rabbi Yehuda Hivalo Rabbanan. It sounds like our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, that non Rabbi Yehuda Merbalogam and Asech Kol Shmona. Because Rabbi Yehuda has a third of this amount of water as there is wine. There's three logim of wine as the minimum gift, which is a quarter of a hin, the minimum nesach, and that's the nisuch that's brought up on Sukkot. And there's one log of water. So you could see that you need a much thicker thing for the water so that they'll end up at the same time. Otherwise, the water will be done in a third of the time. The Rabbanan Kiadan, you know, according to the Rabbanan, it's the same amount, three lugim. The answer is wine is thick and water is loose. Wine is viscous. So therefore, even if you have three lugim of this and three lugim of that, 3 lukim of water are going to go out much quicker and be absorbed much quicker. So you want to have a thinner hole for the water and a thicker one for the water and a thinner one for the wine. Achinam mistar, it makes sense to Rabbi Yehuda, rachav katsarit lay. And by the way, it makes sense that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah uses the phrase dak and me'uveh. And Rabbi Yehuda used the nomenclature rachav v'katsar, wide and narrow. And Rabbi Yehuda omer shtei kisvaot ayusham. Kasva is like a cup. Echad shamayim v'chad shalayan. Shalayan pi ha-rachav, it has a wide mouth. Shamayim pi ha-katsar, and the water has a narrow mouth. Kadesh yushneim kalim v'atachat shmamina. So they would end up at the same time. And there, in his case, it's because, indeed, the water is only one-third the amount. Okay, Rav Shalmayim, the western one was mine. My Torah, Marmasev, it's doki echad shenzecha gabar glavim. In this version, the fellow who spelled it out really was Itzuki. What happened was that they were throwing the etrogim and a corner of the Mizbeach got cut off. They brought a clod of salt and put it in. Not because the salt was proper. We didn't want to have a Mizbeach that looked deficient. If the Mizbeach itself has no ramp or capstones or foundation stone or is not exactly squared, can't be used for avodah. He says the sovev must also be there for it to be a valid mizbeach. We'll pick it up in the next podcast and continue our analysis of the shitin, and chiefly we'll be looking at agadah. The deals was from the background of Misuch HaMayim. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.